Y'all.
Y'all, on Saturday, I just went out for a night on the town. I show up to Cowboy Jack's in Minneapolis, and Lindsay Hubbard, Carl Radke, and Luke Gilbertson are at fucking Cowboy Jack's. I got a picture with them.
Cowboy Jack's, downtown Minneapolis.
Downtown Minneapolis. I got a picture with them. I fangirled. I stalked them. I walked all over the bar to try and find them.
She called me screaming, and I was like, should I come there right now? Should I drop everything I'm doing?
I literally ran around Cowboy Jack's telling everybody, like everyone that I knew. It was insane. So I sent Luke the picture, and I did tag him in this podcast. He did not respond.
He looked, though.
He did
see it. He'd be looking.
He did see it. But Lindsay, I have a picture of Lindsay giving me this big hug, and now I my life is – I could die tomorrow, and I'd be like, ah.
The first thing I thought when I saw your pictures, I literally said out loud. I was like, we look enough alike to where I could pretend this is me.
That's really funny.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk all about reality TV and related drama. It is an actual civilized dose this week.
Mini dose.
Yay, we're really excited. I'm so sorry. Yeah. We are so excited to be having only two episodes to talk about today. It is Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. No reunions.
No reunions.
And I repeat, no reunions.
Reunion season came in so fucking hot. I didn't even know what to do.
Yeah. Came in hot for multiple weeks.
Yeah.
But before we dive into that, we just want to maybe have like a moment of silence / like a moment of respect for all of the atrocious things that are happening in this godforsaken country. There have been horrifying mass shootings this week. And so we just want to have a moment to respect to the victims and the survivors and the families that have been affected by that, and truly, truly hope that we can vote these fuckers out that allow this to happen. Anything else on that?
No, I just think we have so many changes to make, and the fact, I will say this, the fact that people are protecting items over lives is just where I draw the line.
It's almost impossible to even talk about.
Yeah.
Honestly. So yeah.
So with that being said.
Let's lighten it up and talk about some ridiculous bitches. So we have Atlanta season or episode 4.
Yeah.
Opens up with Marlo's renovation. She has what, 5 closets on the same floor?
Yeah.
And you have to walk.
She
by
called
all
it Marlo's floor.
Yeah.
Marlo's entire
first
floor.
Of all, if you're gonna have all this closet space, at least like have it one closet. I don't understand why you need to split it up.
Right.
I'm confused.
Well, and maybe it's like she's like filtering clothes out. Like she's like, okay, I'm not wearing these ones anymore. These will go in my like furthest away closet. I don't know. I'm not rich. I have one. I have a closet that
yeah,
I use.
I have one very almost closet. Yeah. That's what I have.
And so I don't know. But then what got me going too is she's like, well, I don't need a big bedroom. I use my bed to sleep. And I'm like, my bedroom is my sanctuary. I use my bed to eat. I use my bed to sleep. I use my bed to relax. I use my bedroom to chill, hang out with my dogs. I invite my friends into my room to hang out with me. Like
the amount of episodes of Housewives we have watched together in Jade's bedroom.
Yeah. I literally, like, I love my bed, and I would, if I was rich, my room would probably be the entire floor.
Well.
Okay, maybe not that big, but.
I was going to say, it's like half, it's going to be half the basement.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
So that's me in my bed.
So then, that was a whole bed tangent. So then, Kenya, I just have to point this out because it made me laugh so hard. She's basically like, oh, wow, you really know your stuff with the contractor. I was like, bitch, he's the professional. Yeah. Who are you talking to right now?
I know. That's something that does bother me about Kenya. She acts like she, like, knows more than everybody.
She literally thinks that, too. Yeah. She doesn't just act like she acts.
She thinks she does. And it's like, yeah, Kenya did sound very educated in that. But it's like, Of course.
Of course he knows more than
like,
you.
Like, why are you trying to test him?
Like, why are you, he should be impressed by you. Not the other way around.
Exactly. And it's not your contractor, so what do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I
silly.
Was like,
silly.
Stop.
But then, okay, so then we're going to move on to Candy and Todd. Mm-hmm. Still struggling, these two. Candy straight up laughs in Todd's face when he brings up his issue.
Yeah, and he goes, why do you always laugh when you say stuff like that? He was so mad.
It's so rude. Yeah. Oh, my God. And then I did laugh when she said that she's going to invite the guys because the ladies always straighten up when the guys.
And they sure do.
That was, like, true.
I feel like that's with every franchise, though. When the husbands are around, the ladies are.
Yeah.
Not in, like, parties and group events, but, like, more intimate settings. Mm-hmm. When the husbands are around, mm-hmm. everybody's a little bit more, like.
Same. It's vice versa. Like, yeah. Everyone acts a little more civilized.
Except for Ralph, which we'll jump into that. Mm-hmm. But I do think Candy loves money, and I think she's all about the money. And
she is.
I think Candy would put money before a lot of things, and maybe her husband being one of them, which is sad. But I will say Todd has gotten a lot of opportunity from that money, too, and lives mm-hmm. a very comfortable life for her work ethic. But she needs to find a balance. And they really need to work out this condo thing.
And it's not new. Like, she's been openly struggling with the balance, I think, for years, too.
Forever.
Yeah, right. But it's like, then you decided to recently have a kid.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Multiple kids.
And you can't also get, well, we talked about this last episode, but he should be able to have stuff to himself. You have stuff to yourself, and you choose for it to be work.
Yeah.
You actually are not, like, you don't need more money, by the way. No. You choose to just keep working.
She's one of the richest housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bar none.
So it's like, yeah, I don't.
Well, not bar none, but bar most. Because these bitches be broke.
Yeah. But I know that the condo gets brought up and she doesn't want the condo, but I think Todd should have the condo. I do.
I think he should too. I think it would be, it's a good investment.
Yeah.
And it's his literal own project that he started before he even met her, so.
Right.
Unintentionally, but.
Yeah. I mean, the way he got it was kind of shitty. And I do understand her point where it's like, well, that was your ex-wife's and that's kind of weird for me. But it's like, change it up and make it your own.
Change it up and make it your own, or just be uninvolved. He can just do it on his own.
Yeah,
like, it exactly. Even, she doesn't need to be involved at all.
Yeah, and then rent it out. And then when you guys go into town, you can stay there for a free place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
To each their own.
Oh, and now our favorite relationship.
It's already becoming fucking Kyle and Amanda for me.
It's so bad.
Okay, so Drew and Ralph. So first of all, sleeping separately,
mm-hmm.
which is like, you should really just separate.
She literally was like, he packs a bag and goes to Makai's room.
So crazy.
And I'm like, what? That's so silly.
It's ridiculous. But then we have my least favorite cast member of all time. Their fucking therapist.
Their therapist is trash.
This guy is, if problematic were a person, it is this fucking human. He is so terrible. And now I'm like, okay, now I get how Ralph is the way he is.
Yes.
Like, his fucking, he enables his horrifying ego,
mm-hmm.
his toxic masculinity, his sexist comments. He just, like, enables all that shit.
Yeah, it was a Ralph show. He's like, well, Ralph, how did that make you feel when she said that? And I can see how Ralph felt discredited when he did all these nice things for you. And then he felt unappreciated because you brought this up. It's like, what?
My jaw was on the fucking floor.
I literally was watching it and I'm like.
And then he's like, oh, his punishment, like if you do anything wrong, he gets all the sex. If he does something wrong.
Sex five times a day.
Yeah. And if he does something wrong, then he can take care of the kids. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
This is no wonder why she doesn't stick up for herself in this fucking marriage. Because she has these two horrible men telling her. That's bad.
Well, and then he goes, Ralph brought up his name's Dr. Ken, right? He's not a doctor.
No.
I'm taking his doctorates away. He's not certified. Mediocre person, whatever his name is. And then Drew was like, well, he said that, whatever. And then that comment about him being, what was it, lunatic or?
Yeah, because he brought
The therapist and she said up first.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes. A maniac. And he goes, well, I recommend that you guys don't use my name at all during your arguments. And, like, got kind of snappy about it.
Yeah, he did. He had an attitude.
And I was like, no, therapists are meant to, like, help work out situations. Yeah. And you are literally making problems, more problems in their relationship.
Truly. He horrified me. Horrified me.
Yeah.
But then she was, like, basically being like, when I get married, I'm in it. See, this is the shit I have with marriage, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is why. She's like, when I get married, it's forever. It's like, to be, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, no. That, it makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah.
I cannot wrap my mind around why you would just want to be miserable just because you married this person.
Right.
Whereas, like, it's called a divorce.
Yeah.
And then you get to be happy.
Right. It's called a divorce. You get to be happy. And people grow up and grow apart from each other.
I don't know how they were ever not grown apart, but
yeah,
whatever. I mean, he's a fucking monster. And she should not live her life miserable with him. It's so crazy.
No, it is really sad.
So then he gives them this challenge, this garbage challenge with fucking sexist, like, punishments.
Yeah.
That's just basic relationship stuff.
Yeah.
Like, everything he listed, I was like, I literally don't have that issue.
Yeah.
Like, none of these issues are issues that normal people have, like, that you can't make it, like, a week without yelling at each other.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Truly.
Right.
God.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, still on the Drew topic, but, and she's already having a terrible season. Sonia is literally second-guessing. Isn't she Drew's friend that came on?
Yeah.
Technically? She's already second-guessing her relationship with Drew.
She is Drew's friend, but I understand when she was like, you know, there are things that Drew's done that I just don't stand by.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get that. Like, Drew, the way she threw her hands in Shirai's face, and it's like, don't do that.
But why, maybe they're not as good of friends as they made it seem, but, like, wouldn't you at least talk to her about that first? Like, even, we're gonna talk about this later, but, like, in Beverly Hills, even Crystal went to Sutton before, like, being, like, and she was, like, gave her a chance to, like, say something for herself.
Well, didn't she talk to her? Or was that a preview of next week's episode?
Maybe it was a preview of next week's, because I don't think she does.
I think she sits down.
Well, that's fair, then.
Yeah. But, because, yeah, I get it. And bitches be acting cray, and sometimes you gotta check a friend and tell them, like...
You do need to check a friend. Yeah. You do.
But then... So then, yeah, this is all in lieu of the trip, because they're all going on the trip together, and it's high stress because people are all crazy with each other. I thought it was really funny how Candy was like, I got a Sprinter van, so none of these bitches can miss their flight, and they'll all be on the airport. True. I thought that was funny. But then they go to New York, and they get to New York, and Candy and Todd are laying down every single problem that they have in their relationship in front of everybody.
Every damn body.
And it was so bizarre. And then somebody asked, I think it was Sonia, asked Candy. She's like, well, you trust him when he's at that condo, right? And Candy was like, like, should you ever, like, trust somebody 100%? And I was like, yes, you should. And then Sheree in her confessional was like, well, the streets talk, honey, and Candy does have, like, literal reason to be cautious.
That was... My jaw hit the floor.
I was like, what the fuck?
What?
And now that I'm thinking about it, that did get brought up in Watch What Happens Live, and I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah. With Candy. You're right.
Yeah. I bet it'll get addressed at the reunion, though, but I want to know what dirty deeds are on Todd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can't remember previous seasons, but I know there's been, like, rumors about them before, but...
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was, like, him cheating specifically, but then, yeah, they're just talking about all their fucking issues in front of everyone. He's basically just being like, here's the shit I have with you, as if everyone's their fucking couples therapist.
Yeah.
But then he points out about him being in Candy's territory all the time, like, with her family, and,
in Atlanta.
She can't, yeah, and she can't just, yeah, she can't just do this one thing for him, which, yeah, again, we talked about before, but they need to sort that out.
Yeah, they really do, but I think that was really important. I thought all the girls thought that was important, too, because it's like, yeah, he's a runter psycho-ass. Okay, I shouldn't say that, because that's her mom, but, like, her mom has put Todd through the ringer for no good reason.
So bad.
And he's dealt with that. He's dealt
Mama
with...
Mama Joyce?
Yes, he's dealt with her posse, who has also tried to, like, power trip over him.
Her crew,
literally.
No, her, like, workers.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Yes. And he is in a new city, and his mom lived in New York, and Candy's mom treated his mom like shit.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was horrible. And it's like, let him have his space in New York.
For one fucking thing. He does put up with so much.
So that's why I think I'm like, give him the condo. Literally give him the condo.
Just... And also, it's a good investment. I just don't. Mm-hmm. It's not even an argument to me.
Yeah.
Okay, and then just sidebar, Kenya, again, here she is thinking, maybe she should get into the fucking flipping houses business, because clearly she has a lot to say, but yeah. She has all these, like, renovation ideas, and she's like, and also get rid of the stairs, and mm-hmm. He's like, and then how do you go to the second floor? Yeah. And she's like, I don't care.
Not my problem anymore. Yeah.
That was funny. But then here comes fucking Ralph and his sexist comments, trying to be, like, he thinks it's funny. Like, that's yeah. The level of comfortable he is with being horrible, that he, like, thinks these are jokes and they're yeah. Gross. And he's just like, I know you had some good times here, though. I feel like it's got good energy.
Yeah.
Like, referring to him, like, living there with, like, a different woman in front of Candy. I'm just like, that's yeah. Not funny. It's just gross.
Right. And it weird. Is gross. And I think he was kind of pissing Candy off because yeah. Somebody asked Candy a question. I can't remember who.
Sonia.
Yeah.
She asked her what she thought about it.
Yeah. And Ralph answered and she goes, is your name Candy?
Yeah. Right.
I think everybody just gets like the heebie-jeebies from Ralph, but like yeah. You just have to be like respectful because right. It's your friend's husband.
Right. But then if he's going to walk into your place and be disrespectful, the yeah. Rules are different then.
Right.
So then we all have dinner mm-hmm. And guess who is acting a fucking fool. It's Ralph again.
It's our buddy,
our little baby Ralphie. So he is being a fucking dick. How does yeah. It start? He's being an asshole to Drew, naturally.
Yeah, I think so.
And then...
Because I think Drew brings up, she's like, I wish we could have just... Because she was like, we're trying not to fight, or whatever yeah, she yeah. Was explaining. And then she's like, I wish, you know, she said, I wish we could just talk about this other woman that is still like...
Yeah, right.
Whatever. And he was like, you want to know what, Drew? And that's how it all gets mm-hmm. going.
And then the ladies were like, no. Yeah. And he was like, I owned my part. And I was like, exactly when and where was that?
And maybe the cameras weren't rolling. I am not sure.
Yeah, but then mic drop on Kenya being like, you remind me so much of Market's Crazy. Yeah. I was like, tell him.
Yeah.
Because it is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Mark was...
Well, and then they flash back to how horrible Mark was. And I'm like, oh my God, that was so crazy. Mark did not love Kenya. I have no idea why he was even with her.
Me neither. I don't know either, but I don't think he's capable of loving because he's a straight up sociopath.
Yeah.
Narcissist. Fucking psycho.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Yeah.
He, like, scares me.
Oh, see, I kind of gave him grace because I was like, yeah, dealing with somebody like Kenya who's...
Oh my God, something is wrong with him.
You think so?
Oh yes. Mm. Like, I think he is an emotionally, like... mentally abusive fucking psycho. Oh God, the way he talked to her was horrifying.
Yeah. It was bad.
Anyway, back to Ralph.
But then he, like, makes a comment about, like, oh, if I would have went up to her and grabbed her ass, that would have been different. And it's like, but just, like, you saying that makes me think that happened.
Yeah. Now. Right.
And that's weird. Like, yeah. It's... Like, you could... I would have even rather him said, like, if I would have had sexual relationships.
Yeah.
Really. But, like... Just, like, going up and grabbing her eyes, just, like, treating her like she's a piece of meat, kind of, and yeah, I don't like that.
He's just so... The things he's... He talks like someone who thinks that he's smart, like, thinks mm-hmm. he's outsmarted everyone around him.
He does.
Because he's a narcissist.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Kenya's getting all heated, because, honestly, I think being with Mark changed her, and now that they're, like, done, I think... That's a big reason why she's so much happier.
Right.
She actually seems very different this season.
Well, remember when they used to call her Ken? And they were like, who the fuck is Ken?
Yeah.
Because Mark called her Ken.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, this Ken is different.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was seeing how she was just, like, literally putting herself into a box.
Yeah. The most submissive. So gross. Oh my God. And then the producers did, when they showed the flashbacks, they labeled it the original Gaslight, a prequel. I was like, you guys are so
good. They did. That was amazing.
Oh my God.
Atlanta producers, I don't know if they're all the same.
The most shade.
But Atlanta takes it up a notch. Like, they have to match the cast because Atlanta cast is
Yeah, they need to bring it.
Yeah.
And they really did this season. So then Kenya does not stop. She's like, yeah. And he's like laughing in her face. Yeah. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. Something is wrong with you. I would not put up with the way he's talking to you. She's literally just going off about him on the other side of the table. And I was like, you know what, bitch? I think I like you. I'm like Sheree. I'm like, bitch, I might love you.
I know. It was though. And it was so gross how he was just laughing at her. And she's like, it's not funny. The way you talk is disgusting.
So gross.
And he's like, and she's like, what are you laughing at? And he goes, no, go ahead, Kenya. Finish what you're saying. And she was like, no, I want to know what you're laughing at. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was
Because he doesn't have that. He just has Juice being submissive to him all the time.
Exactly. But then Marlo, she goes ahead and whips that little wig around and goes, Drew, this is your fault, too. And I was like, God damn it.
She did. She really
I was
did,
like,
though.
Oh, my God. But it is, to me, it is kind of like, I'm like, Drew, you let him treat you like this.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes once you're in it, though.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's like it's an emotionally abusive relationship.
Yeah, so. I know. That's why.
And
I
she
feel.
Has a therapist reinforcing what he's saying, so I you know. Probably start to think you're crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It is.
Especially
really
if he bring she doesn't work, he brings home all the like. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Like and year for years, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't get the emotional impact that would the mental impact that would take.
Yeah, that's true.
But then it does flip right around, and it just becomes bullying Drew kind of, yeah. Which is like they have good points, but it's like. This is the beef I always have. If you all are yelling at someone,
yeah,
it does have six people yelling at you one time in your fucking life. It doesn't even matter how wrong you are. That yeah. that instantly you just shut down. It's so shitty, and especially with like the guy, it's just like a lot of people being there for it.
Yeah,
and they just kind of like turn it on her, but then at the same time they were asking her why it's not hypocritical because she expected. I think we talked about this touched on it last time, but. Sheree to come to her. She was like so mad that she didn't come to her with the rumors and it was like yeah. you told like multiple people about the rumors against her. So,
right.
And she doesn't get how it's hypocritical. Right. Like, okay, so that is you being a ditzy bitch.
Drew is frustrating. Like
she
it's is. Like
she doesn't help herself. I'm like, I'm rooting for you, mm-hmm. but you just don't do anything.
Yeah.
Anything to
and
help
you
yourself.
You pick these weird fights. Like yeah. you pick the wrong battles.
Yeah, she really does.
And so it's just interesting, but next episode looks really juicy.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm excited really for does. It.
I can't wait for it. But watching Candy on Watch What Happens Live was fun, too.
And Lil Jon.
Hello.
Hi. Random.
Yeah, and he was talking about Luda and Usher. I was like, oh.
I know, and they were talking about, like, the good old days when they did music together.
I was
and...
like, I remember those days.
I know.
It was great.
Yeah, anyway. that was a fun little shakeup.
Okay, so that's it for Atlanta. Okay, let's talk about Beverly Hills episode, what is it, episode 3?
Mm.
Okay, so it opens up to lunch. God. We thought this was going to be short, but I'm just thinking about how this episode was so problematic on so many levels.
It was
crazy. So, opens up to lunch at Crystal's. Yeah. Kyle playing Dorit's voicemail. Thoughts?
I understand kind of maybe why she did it because I think she, like, is trying to get, like, misery loves company sometimes. And I think, like, when you hear that, you're like, you guys, listen, like,
yeah.
like your heart just kind
you
of breaks.
You want people to feel bad for her.
And you want people to feel bad for her. But it was personal, it was intimate, and I don't know if it was the best move to share it with everybody.
I'm starting to, this episode turned me against Kyle.
Yeah.
I've been, like, a number, I am literally, like, fuck everything about her this season. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Watching that, I was like, you're trying to make her trauma your storyline.
Yeah.
It's getting to that point. She's more mad about the Sutton thing, which we'll get to. Mm-hmm. She keeps bringing it up. She told Dorit way too early, like 2 nights after she went through all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, she's playing her voicemail. I'm like, oh my God. But when, and I don't really think they're super comparable. But when Lisa Vanderpump's brother died, she expressed zero sympathy.
Yeah.
Granted, it's a very different situation, but I'm just saying, like, the level of sympathy, all of a sudden, she's talking about it on camera. She tries to, like, bring it on camera to Sutton. I was like,
well, I think she relates to it because she got robbed, too.
And I do get that. I do get that, but it's really becoming a weird situation.
So I see where you're coming from, but I do disagree with you because I feel like the way Sutton came at Kyle about Dorit was fucking insane. I don't know what I would do in that situation too. I honestly might tell the person and be like, Sutton's a fucking psycho right now. Because the way Sutton handled it, I thought was just so nasty. I don't know if
it was so nasty. I agree with that. But I just think Kyle's doing the most with the situation on camera.
Yeah. But I do really think Kyle's heart is broken. And like, I think Kyle really thinks about like her kids and she was robbed and all her stuff. And I think it just really sets Kyle back and like what she went through too.
Yeah.
Not saying that Kyle doesn't mess up throughout the rest of this episode. And I can see how she is really pulling it. Like, it's like, okay, but I think it. She's just trying to acknowledge it and be there and try and be supportive. And...
I don't think either of them don't have serious trauma, and I think Kyle is really feeling for Dorit, but I definitely, I don't think she's not playing it up for the cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. She doesn't really have a storyline.
Well, and then, yeah, she brings up Sutton to Dorit.
A lot of times.
A lot of times. And in front of Erica, and she knows Erica already hates Sutton and stuff, and she mentions the, like, well, I'm sorry I didn't have a gun to my head, which was the most, I don't even feel right saying it. It's such a gross comment.
Oh, so gross.
But I do agree that, like, maybe it wasn't the right time, or maybe you tell a different friend.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You tell, like, not Erica, tell not, probably not Rinna, because Rinna, I feel like everybody would have told.
Yeah.
Told her.
Plus, she not only brings it up to Dorit, but then brings it up to the group. When it's like, isn't Dorit supposed to be, why are we talking about this?
Right.
Like, it's just gross to me. Like, if you really have so much sympathy, you're not really looking out for her feelings.
Right.
You're literally talking about drama.
Right.
Would directly make her feel worse, but whatever. Right. So anyway, so...
So then, I just have to make a quick comment on a lighter note. We go to the girls planning to go to La Quinta, and we're at Erica, and she pulls out a rack of clothes, and they're like, well, you wore this to the Christina Aguilera concert, and she's like, ugh. And she's like, well, I used to have clothes, and I'd wear them once, and then I would, you know, sell them, and then buy new clothes, and I'm like, the fact that we are even... That wearing an item of clothing twice is even a topic of discussion.
Your broke comments are so unrelated. Like, you're actually not broke if that's, like, an issue for you.
Yeah.
So stop fucking saying you're broke because you're actually
please,
not.
Please, please,
because actual people are broke and they're people that your fucking husband stole money from, so.
Yeah. Oh, so I was just like, okay. And then we have Diana, who's an interesting... I don't know. I'm not sold on her yet.
She's a lot to unpack, honestly.
Yeah. I'm not sold on her yet. We'll see what happens, but she's like, I need my team to come check out the places that I stay.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my
God. She's fascinating to me is because she came from being poor, and she didn't earn, she literally married into money. Yeah. So it's like, not only did you not make your own money, but you also weren't born into the money. So where does all this entitlement come from? I'm so perplexed by it. It's so confusing.
I have to have my team. I was like, shut the fuck up.
You have to try this hard to be unrelatable. Like, Crystal's like equally as rich and is like, I shop on, I like sales.
Yeah.
I like when things are on sale and I wait for them.
Yeah.
And Diana's like, oh, I could never. And it was like, bitch, you've been rich for half your life.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Right. And Crystal probably has more money than her.
Yeah, probably.
It's tacky and it's silly.
I thought she was amusing at first, but I get bored of this really quickly. It's like, oh, can you bring something else? She does call something out later, but I'm like, enough already. Anyway, so yeah, then as we touched on before, Kyle talks about the PTSD, which I think I'm glad she brought that up because I think people really do not understand, like, people have no patience for the things that, for other people's, like, emotion and, like, mental, like, well-being.
Well,
like, it's really
sad. When
people
move on, they expect the person who went through it. They're like, okay, we're bored with this.
Or they're like, you got robbed. It was one day. And it's like, no, it's not one day. She has to go back to that house every fucking day. She has to think about that all the time. Like, it's really blows my mind how seriously unsympathetic people are.
Yeah.
It's really sad. So it was nice that she put into perspective like that. And like I said, I think like you were saying, she actually had a situation of robbery. Like, because people are like latch onto the LVP thing of LVP's like brother dying, which I get. Like, she was not sympathetic during that moment. I'm like, they're also very different. Like, Dorit almost died.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like just someone, you know, someone's family member or something tragic happened. It's like, it was a robbery where she, like, faced, like, potential death, like, head-on with her kids in the house. Like, it's a very different situation.
Right. And I think Kyle has addressed it multiple times. She's like, the way I handled Lisa's brother dying was not right. And neither of the situations were okay. And I feel really bad about it.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, what else can you ask her to do? She can't turn back time. She can't change it. And it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. Truly. But on a couple of lighter notes, I forgot to mention this when we were talking about how unrelatable...
Diana.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were going to cough. And she's, like, talking about carbs, and Crystal's like, yeah, I don't have that problem. I just eat carbs because I like them. Yeah. I was like, fucking same.
Same.
I just eat them.
I can't.
They're there, and I just eat them.
Carbs and dairy are my favorite combination. Like, cheesy potatoes, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
cheese actually, and carbs. Actually, just cheese and carbs.
Cheese and carbs. That's all that matters.
And sour cream.
Okay, and then another funny comment was... when Dorit comes out and Kyle's like, which she did look really fucking good. Yeah. Without effort. Yeah. This is like her minimal trying. And Kyle's like, that looks so good on you, Dorit. And she's like, I know.
I know.
I was like, I mean, she's not wrong.
It was amazing.
It's so funny.
But diving back deeper, or diving back in to the like heavier conversations, I thought it was really cool how Crystal didn't need to do this with Sutton. But I think Crystal really stands by what she believes in. And she literally brings Sutton aside. And she's like, here's what happened. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not down for that. I'm about transparency. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like you said something really insensitive. Which I just loved how she framed that. Because it was very much, like, supportive. But also, like, it's not cool if you did that.
Right.
And then, honestly, I think she just... the way she said it created, like, a space for Sutton. Because Sutton does... She says weird shit. Like, she panics. Yeah. And I do get that to a certain extent. But still.
Yeah.
But I think she just created such a safe space for her to feel like she could open up and really explain herself in a way that she couldn't to Kyle.
Right.
Which was nice.
I agree with that because I think it was really sad what Sutton's gone through. Like, your dad
so sad.
Kills himself.
Horrible.
Literally shooting himself in the head. And your mom was robbed. And robbed at gunpoint, it sounds like. And, like, I get that.
Which we didn't even know that story. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, we didn't even know that. And so I do appreciate her saying that. And I do think it is really important for that to be acknowledged, too. But I do think she could have said, the Dorit stuff makes me very... I can't talk about it. I can't be around it. It just brings out my own stuff instead of being like, oh, well, my business is going through this.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah.
It was so...
it was gross.
Cringely.
But I also feel like she's now trying to do damage control, and she's, like, thought about the hard stuff that happened to her.
Yeah.
And she's, like, now, like, trying to almost... because it is, like, valid for you to not want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Now she's, like, using... like, she talks about it, like, accusatorily,
mm-hmm.
and she's, like, yeah, well, my dad shot himself in the head, and says it, like, she's, like, yelling at someone for it. And it's, like, well, that's not... you can't just... that's so, it's just tops to bots. It's problematic.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And it's so I'm bad. Like, that you can't come at people for your trauma, and you can't use your trauma as an excuse to treat other people like shit.
Yeah,
actually.
Right.
That's actually a terrible thing
and
to do.
And your insensitive comments need to be accounted.
Yeah.
And you need to apologize need for to, them.
Which, and then she does later.
And she does, yes.
Okay, so we're going to dive into Kyle's party. She's opening the store. Do you like Kyle and Chiquita's aesthetic? Do you like their clothes? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them too. I don't think I would wear them. I don't think I could pull them off. But I do, like, when Kyle wears them, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's so cute.
Yeah, I definitely think it's, like, a vibe. Like, I'd maybe buy something like that for, the, like, going on a vacation or something.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I agree with that.
But I also, sometimes when I wear clothes like that, I literally look like a bag of potatoes. So. And each item is probably $400, so. Yeah,
also. Okay, so at the party, like we were just saying, Dorit and Sutton... well, first they have that really awkward greeting.
Yeah.
Which they didn't act awkward. I just felt awkward watching it.
Yeah, because you know what.
Because you know. And then Sutton apologizes, and I thought her apology was very sincere.
Me too.
What do you think? Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought she felt like she couldn't really explain it like she did to Crystal.
Yeah.
Just because it was not the place. But I thought she really meant it. And then Kyle's just sitting there fucking grinning all fucked up and weird. And I'm just like, something is fucking wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I do think Sutton, I don't know. I have to kind of side with Kyle, though, because although people have the right to make mistakes and apologize, being in that moment would have been so hard. Like, being like, our friend had a gun to her head, and then having somebody be like, well, I'm sorry that my business is failing and I have a gun to my head. Like, I
and
that would be unforgivable to me for a second.
Yeah, that's true. That is really bad. And in addition to that, like, all of social media is just, like, stands Sutton in a really weird way.
Yeah.
In a creepy way. And they were, like, instantly, like, jumping down Kyle's throat. Yeah. And I was like, but she was right in this situation, right. though. And Sun was a fucking psycho.
Psycho. Like, scary.
Yeah.
So I do have to say, like, although Kyle probably wants people to be mad at Sutton.
Yeah.
Which she shouldn't want that either. She should just want Sutton to be remorseful for what she said. But I do understand, like, if she went up to Sutton and apologized, I'd be like, oh, fuck that. I would be grumpy for a while about that. I would. It's such a turnoff. It's so creepy.
It is. Some of the things she says, and then, like, I do hate when people think it's like, well, I apologize, so end of story.
Yeah.
So that's fair. But if, I mean, Dorit's mostly the one that should be mad. She's not. But right. then Teddy Mellencamp came.
Teddy's
there. I literally didn't even notice her until I saw your note.
She literally has a 1 second cameo where she goes, isn't that funny? Or something like that to somebody. I didn't even notice. It's in the background and they say, like, Teddy Mellencamp talking or something. It's so, it's just funny.
That's hilarious.
It's funny how much they do to just, like, keep her off the show because she is literally at every event, everything. She's one of Kyle's best friends.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so it's just, it's insane. But, so I thought that was funny, but then we go to dinner, and Garcelle's tough for me. She's not my favorite. She's not my least favorite. Like, but I don't understand why people love her so much. Because
I definitely, like, err on the side of really liking her, but she's not my favorite.
Yeah. And, like, she's okay. I mean, she calls it like she sees it, but sometimes I just feel like she's too much. I'm like, would you just fucking chill?
She gives me Emily vibes, where she's, like, so messy.
Who's Emily?
Orange County, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Simpson?
Yeah, Emily Simpson. And because she's, like, just in the background just stirring shit up.
Yeah.
But not in, like, a diabolical way, but definitely in a messy way.
Yeah,
like, right. for sure. And so she's like, so let's talk about Sutton. And she's like, yeah, I saw her apologize, but everyone was talking about her the other day. And it's like, actually, you're supposed to be, it kind of makes me mad because in the previews, you can see her trying to turn Sutton against Crystal.
Yeah.
When it was like, actually, Crystal was a way better friend to her. She came to her and was like, yo, this is being said. And what, can you explain yourself? Whereas, like, Garcelle didn't even give Sutton the heads up that she was even going to bring this up.
Right.
That was fucked up.
Right.
Sloppy.
Yep. And then the rest of the dinner turns into this whole mess.
It gives me anxiety to even think about it because it was so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, deep emotional stuff. It's not just petty drama. It's, like, right. really fucked up stuff.
Right. And so we have Erica get involved, Crystal get involved, Garcelle get involved, Kyle, Dorit, and Rinna stays out of it pretty much. Mm-hmm. And Diana stays out of it pretty much. I think those are the only two.
Diana kind of read Sutton really quick, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. But it was anyways, so Sutton kind of goes in with this boundaries comment, which is so fucking hypocritical.
Well, first, Kyle makes Sutton feel like she needs to apologize yet again.
Yeah.
And is more angry than Dorit. Yeah. Again.
That's true, because she tried to convince Dorit that, like, because Dorit was like, I felt like your apology was sincere.
Yeah, that's how it started off, and it could have just ended there, but it didn't. Anyway, so then Sutton.
It didn't. And so then Sutton brings up boundaries and how they're really important, they need to be respected, which is really funny, because nobody respected Crystal's boundaries.
I was looking at her so sideways. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about boundaries? Are you absolutely joking right now?
Right.
Like, you literally attacked Crystal S. Mm-hmm. year for talking about how important boundaries are.
Yeah.
And here she is. Boundaries are a very powerful thing. I'm like, yeah. Bitch, we've been trying to tell you.
Right. Right. And maybe she learned from her experience
with
Crystal.
But she could have at least acknowledged that in the moment.
Right.
Yeah. But whatever.
Like, yeah. Yes. But anyway. She could have. And then she brings up her trauma, which, again, it's... Because You can't dismiss Sutton's trauma, right? Like, what mm-hmm. she went through is horrible.
Horrible.
And it's traumatic, and it's nobody should have to go through that.
It's so sad.
But that doesn't give you a reason to be insensitive about the read.
Well, and the way she says it feels so gross. It creeps me out. Mm-hmm. The way she says it, as if she's, like, looking to, like, punch everyone in the gut.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she's trying to do.
It's like the Erica effect.
Yeah.
Right? That's what Erica does.
Like, yeah. Where she's like, I'm going to use this against you.
Right.
I'm not going to use this in a way of, like, here's where I was coming from. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. It's not an excuse, but here it is. She's like, this is why I fucking did this.
Yeah,
like, it's so bad.
Right.
It's really horrible.
And then Diana comes in hot, and she's like, the things you say to people, the way you hurt people, it's not cool. You're not cool.
She said you're weird and clumsy.
Yeah.
She did.
Did she say?
She said you're weird, you're clumsy, and you say things that really hurt people. I will never forget it.
Wow. If somebody called me weird and clumsy, I'd cough myself probably. That's so
because
sad.
One of the Bravo Instagrams posted the...
the clip.
The dictionary of what clumsy means.
That's amazing.
It was so funny.
That's amazing. And yeah, and she did, but Sutton does say things that are just such a turnoff.
She's weird and clumsy and she says things that hurt people. She's not wrong.
Literally, she's not wrong. I'm like, oh my God, Sutton is a turnoff sometimes. It's unreal. I'll never be somebody who like loves.
I do not understand the hype. I don't get it. Every time I back her, it's only because I'm based on principle.
Yeah.
Like, I actually do not like her, and I kind of think she's a bad person, but
yeah,
whatever.
But, and I think people, like, ride for her so hard because of the way she was the only one to have the balls
to grill
Erica last season.
I think you're right.
Whatever, so then...
Fucking standing is ridiculous. I'm like, just be like me and don't like anyone.
Exactly. So then Crystal goes, well, this conversation's very triggering. Like, you guys are telling, you guys are telling Sutton, like, how she can and can't feel, and, like, that's what you did to me last year.
Which is the most logical thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's so logical. They literally told her that violated was too strong of a word, that she shouldn't use it, that she wasn't violated, that it is, like, used as, like, a sexual term. So
they said sexual term. I'm like, yeah. You've never felt like someone violated? You've never heard the term violation
right.
of space?
Right.
Like, seriously? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, and so that was just something.
Crazy.
Just start to go in on Crystal. And she's like, I don't know how to explain this to you guys anymore.
She's like, and she's, like, not someone who, like, gets confused with her words and, like, says the wrong thing. I'm like, nope. That actually, what she said made perfect sense the first time. Stop acting like she's crazy or gaslighting.
Right. And she's not a yeller. She's not a screamer. She always stays
clear
so
and
calm.
Concise every time.
Yeah. And Kyle just loses her shit.
Loses her shit. The way she said that to Garcelle, I was like she, with venom.
Yeah.
Like venom. I will not apologize. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, the anger you have at Sutton, I didn't see you talk to her or about her like that.
Yeah.
Everything with Erica last year.
Yeah.
Didn't see any of that shit.
Yep. And then she just like keeps going on. And then in her confessional, she's like, Crystal is just so dramatic, which Crystal might be the least dramatic person in the
entire... Well, did you see all of the viral clips of, like, all the dramatic shit that Kyle has done for the past, like, 13?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, Crystal's dramatic? How about this scene, Kyle?
Right. And
so
then,
crazy.
But then, and she's like, Crystal always makes it about her. Why is it about you? Why is it not about Dorit in this moment? And then, 2 fucking seconds later, Erica's like, oh, what about me? Erica's always making it about, oh, what about the way you treated me last year? My feelings weren't taken into consideration. Does Kyle say one thing?
No.
Nope. And then Kyle makes this argument and she's like, I'm allowed to feel different about the situations. And Garcelle was even like, you are allowed to feel that, but you can't tell Crystal how to feel.
Right. And they're like, you can't compare apples to oranges. I'm like, they're not apples
to oranges.
They're literally apples to apples or oranges to oranges.
Yeah.
She's literally saying, you're telling her how to feel just like you did to me last year.
Right.
It couldn't make more sense.
Exactly. But Kyle's so focused on the situation. She is so focused on the event that happened.
And she just wants Sutton to be hated so bad that she's just blind to anything else.
Yes, exactly.
And
so then Rinna, out of all fucking people...
Like, both Rinna and Erica just shocked me, this scene, but whatever.
Literally, Rinna is like, you want to know what? Like, this is about Dorit. Let's just, like, kumbaya and just be here for Dorit. And I was like, what? But then Rinna gets up and goes to the bathroom and then all hell.
And then Dorit is the one who's like, interesting. Now you feel like it has to go back. Now you feel like you need to still go back to Crystal. Even after she was like, I'm not talking about this with you anymore.
Yeah.
And so Dorit feels like she has a monopoly on, I don't feel safe in this, like, safety now, suddenly. Like, people can't say safe or something around you. And so Crystal says,
this isn't a safe place
for me. Very logically says, this is not a safe space for me.
Yeah.
Which if you're like being attacked by people continuously or like bullied or whatever, it's like definitely not mentally a safe space for you.
Yeah.
And then Dorit's like, that is a poor choice of words. And then she's screaming at her. And people were quick to point out the only time they've seen her like that is when she's yelling at Garcelle.
Yeah.
I just hate this entire thing because it just screams like white fragility and like biases to me. Like it's so bad. Like the way that Kyle gets so vicious with her when she never does that to anyone. Like especially, like I said, with like Sutton, with how truly angry she was at Sutton.
Yeah.
And then like LVP.
Yeah.
Like when Ken... like literally yells at her.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Yeah. Iconic. Literally yells at her. She doesn't get like that, but Crystal expresses like her literal emotions.
Yeah.
Erica, who's like literally shitting on victims.
Erica spews venom
at Sutton. People. Oh my god.
At people.
Never at everyone. Yeah. At Teddy, one of her best friends. Yeah. Never once seen her have a reaction, even remotely as vicious as Crystal, just being like, by the way, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And then even Garcelle just trying to keep the peace. And Dorit's just like, are you fucking out of your mind?
Yeah.
And last time we saw her do that was at Garcelle. Yeah. So it's all super bad and problematic.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
It's a really bad look. And I tweeted at them both and I was like, do you guys just not know what gaslighting is or what? Yeah. I'm confused.
No, they don't. They don't.
It's so crazy. Which turns out it runs in the family. Because we have the rumors about Kathy Hilton, just like...
I don't know if they're rumors at this point.
Yeah, they're like confirmed. Well, we will certainly see. Just and then Andy has her on the fucking show. Yeah. Like, this is exactly what's wrong with Bravo. It makes me so mad.
Right.
But this is on an actual filmed cast trip, so Bravo is definitely aware of it. And she's just like... basically, like, calling people the N-word.
Well,
and,
she didn't get VIP service at this bar. Mm-hmm. Or where this club or wherever they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so she throws a temper tantrum and she starts calling employees the N-word and the F-word.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
so bad.
The sexually derogatory, the F-word, whatever. And she throws a fit. She goes back to the house. She's screaming at everybody, which you can tell she's not... I'm not surprised by this. Like, the Hiltons aren't, like, this, like...
trash.
Yeah, trash. Exactly. And so,
I never understood... like, I literally didn't like her from the beginning.
Yeah, and why do we like Paris so much? I mean, there's nothing but air in between those ears.
Yeah.
Literally.
And then there was the thing of her going viral that when she was wearing that shirt that said, stop being poor.
Yeah.
It's like, that's, like, they're literally horrible people. Yeah.
Just trash.
Oh my god, so bad.
And so then she goes back to the house, throws a fit, is losing her mind at everybody, and then she hands out cease and desist to everybody.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she's like, nope, nobody's allowed to talk about this. But and like, you know Lisa Rinna, you think Lisa Rinna's not going to talk about this.
A bitch will find a way around a cease and desist.
And she's not scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, you... whatever. And I really hope it does get shown. And if it doesn't get shown, I think Andy's gonna get an absurd amount of backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he should.
And he should. Yeah. 100%.
And then Kathy should never be allowed back on this show.
We're done with Kathy.
But I do, you know, I know that me and you kind of go back and forth in this, but I do like when they show stuff like that. It's like, show their ass. Show who they are. And although
I argued with you on that?
No, but I sometimes feel like you're like, not all drama is good drama or whatever.
Mm.
And like, I'm glad Kathy's on this show this season, and I hope that gets aired, because then she's gonna look like a fucking fool.
You're right, because I think I'm more in the standpoint of like, stop, like, you cannot have her on Watch What Happens Live. Yeah. You literally cannot. You're literally supporting her.
Right.
But like, I agree with you, like, they need to be showing the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, even Sutton, like, well, from the preview for next episode, it seems like Crystal's gonna basically, like, because of the pressure from Garcelle being messy again, mm-hmm. bringing up last season, she's going to say, like, that there was more shit that Sutton said and that, like, really awkward, racist, like, conversation she had with Sutton and Kyle.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's really important to be shown, and it is disappointing that they didn't show it last season.
Yeah.
Like, it's annoying. It's really annoying. It just makes the person who said, like, you're being biased, like, look crazy.
Yeah.
Because people can just easily dismiss it.
Right. Because all people who pull race card are dramatic.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. Right. Yeah, it's very frustrating.
So, we'll see. So.
Yeah, yeah. But Kathy the Hiltons.
God. It's bad. I'm not sad to see Kathy go, that's for sure.
I know. I don't understand why people, like, admire her idioticness so much. Yeah,
it's, like, not...
It is fun. Some of it's kind of funny. But, like, I'm, like... Yeah, it's like, haha, okay. Yeah. I could do without it.
Yeah, I could super do without it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it, guys. That's it. Just two episodes.
Last week we still had 17 more shows to talk about.
I have literal PTSD. Don't even remind me. I guess we're going to have Dubai coming up. But we want to do an honorable mention. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
If anyone has watched Love on the Spectrum, there's a new season. It's Love on the Spectrum US. It is the best show, and it's a feel good. So definitely go watch that.
Yeah.
Because that's some fun, lighthearted drama.
It is lighthearted.
And it doesn't make you want to punch someone in the face.
If you're a little sensitive.
Yeah.
Tear ducts flow.
Yes. Just be aware that it is a dating show for people on the spectrum. So yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
But it is fantastic. So anyway, we'll be back next week with Atlanta, Beverly Hills, and Dubai. Follow us on the gram. It is dose.of.reality. And then we're also on Twitter, doseofreality, DOS_. And like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.